found the casket of Judge Capwell beneath her headstone. The light was dim, but Birch's sight was good, and he did not get Asaph Sire's coffin by mistake, although it was very similar. He had indeed made that coffin for Matthew Fenner, but had cast it aside at last as too awkward and flimsy, in a fit of curious sentimentality aroused by recalling how kindly and generous the little old man had been to him during his bankruptcy 5 years before. He gave old Matt the very best his skill could produce, but was thrifty enough to save the rejected specimen and to use it when Asaph Sire died of a malignant fever. Sire was not a lovable man, and many stories were told of his almost inhuman vindictiveness and tenacious memory for wrongs, real or fancied. To him, Birch had felt no compunction in assigning the carelessly made coffin, which he now pushed out of the way in his quest for the Fenner casket. It was just as he had recognized old Matt's coffin that the door slammed to in the wind, leaving him in a dusk even deeper than before. The narrow transom admitted only the feeblest of rays, and the overhead ventilation funnel virtually none at all, so that he was reduced to a profane fumbling as he made his halting way among the long boxes toward the latch. In this funereal...